Blog Talk Radio. Praise God that he does lift us up and he helps us. Before I even start on the message, I am going to click on, I tell you what, I'm going to click on Ashley here and make sure y'all are hearing me. Ashley, are you hearing me fine?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great, great. Okay. I tell you what, I'm going to leave your mic open, and just in case it gets where you can't hear me, speak up, and hopefully I can hear you. Hopefully we have all this resolved, but I'm just going to go ahead and leave your mic open, sweetie.
Okay.
All right. I just want to welcome everybody tonight. I'm so glad to get to be here. It seems like I get a lot of warfare over this program. I'm not sure what all of it's about. Some of it's just natural stuff, but even tonight, when I first logged onto the program, Blog Talk came on and it said, you know, recording, and it said, we're having difficulty with Blog Talk. Goodbye. And it logged me right back off. So I called Randy right quick and just had him double check some things. But anyhow, it did let me back on. But anyhow, I'm glad to be here. You know, I got to do a program after we had the DSL line put down, but they had just put a temporary line across the top of the ground because they did not have time to get out here and go ahead and lay the permanent cable. And then the next week I tried and it didn't work at all. And I think the next week, we good country folk here, the next week we saw where one of the cows had found the line laying across the top of the ground and had got a hold of the line and had chewed on the line. Had not chewed it in half, but had chewed it pretty good, had crinkled it up pretty good. And pretty soon after that, even here in the house, our DSL wasn't working properly. So anyhow, they just last Tuesday were able to get out here and dig and put down the permanent cable that's a different cable and did get it buried. So I am praying to God that this stays good now and that I don't have any more trouble with it. I don't know why I had the recording from Blog Talk tonight because it did that the night of the 4th. But anyhow, praying to God, God protects this. I really had a message that had been on my heart for July 4th, and I'm still going to tell about this because it was so precious to my heart. July 1st and 2nd, we had gone to Fort Worth to go watch the World Championship Paint Horse Show. Had some friends showing in first one thing and another, and that's one of my favorite things in the summer is to go up to the World Paint Show and hang out for a couple of days. Anyhow, the second day that we were there, we had gone over to one of the arenas, and of course they're indoors and air conditioned, and it's all really nice. And there was two ladies and two little children sitting right in front of us. Well, one of them was a little boy, I would say 4, maybe 5 years old. And they were sitting there, and he turned around once and kind of looked at me kind of sheepishly, and I grinned at him, and he turned back around real quick, being kind of bashful, and in a minute or two, he turned back around and kind of smiled at me, and I winked at him, and he turned back around, and well, in a second, he turned around and just turned around full in his seat, and he looked me right in the face, and he said, I love God, and I said, and I told him, I said, me too. And then he looked at me and he kind of questioned and he said, are you a Christian? And I said, yes, sweetie, I sure am. And then he said a little something. I couldn't hear him real good. He was talking a little low and there was noise, but I did hear the last of it where he made the comment basically that he hoped that everybody would learn to love God and would be a Christian. And I think I said something about that would be wonderful. I agree. And I thought later, I thought, Lord, look at the freedom that's on this child. You know, how often do we give a testimony or witness or take the time or feel, you know, would we be comfortable enough to talk to a stranger and tell them, you know, I love God. Do you know the Lord? You know, and I'm not talking about harassing people in public. I'm talking about just being being sensitive to the Spirit, being led by God. But it so touched my heart. You know, that's not the sort of thing you expect a four-year-old to say, honestly. You know, they might ask your name. They might offer you something, you know, a piece of their candy or whatever the case. But for a 4 or 5-year-old to turn around and say, I love God, I thought, that is awesome, Lord, that his little heart has not been tainted with fear or afraid of not being accepted or what other people think. You know, the word says, out of the mouth of babes. And I thought, Lord, here's just a little child talking about his love for you. I thought it was so awesome, and it just warmed my heart, but it made me question us, you know, question myself. Lord, would I be as quick to speak up for you in a situation where it's not necessarily Christian people around? You know, there's people just there watching the horse show and things like that. Lord, would I be as bold? Would I be as quick to witness? You know, it's something to think about. And I thought, Lord, you know, what really dawned on me the most was the freedom that was on that little boy. And being right there at 4th of July, of course, we all have our freedoms on our minds. But I thought, Lord, everything about Jesus and Father God, everything about them shouts freedom. Shouts freedom. You know, before the program even started, I mean, it was bringing me to tears to think, you know, when Jesus came to this earth, you know, when man fell with the fall of Adam, and they were taken captive by Satan in that sense, that then Satan had control of the earth. In the lives of men. You know, God knew, you know, when he created Satan, he created him for a purpose. He created him for the things that have gone on. But I thought, Lord, you sent Jesus to bring us freedom. But even deeper than that, you know, when God created Satan, knowing that all of this would happen, I thought, you know, Lord, he was doing all of this because he wanted mankind to have the ability to choose. He wanted us to have the ability, not that we lived always in a heavenly state to where we were born into that and that's all it ever was. We never had a choice. You know, even in the garden, Adam and Eve, they had a choice. Then when mankind fell, and everyone then was born a sinner, and he sent Jesus back to the earth, Jesus was willing to come to die, to redeem us back to the Lord. But he gave us back that free will. It was like, you have free will to choose. When Satan was created, when God knowing all along all of this would happen, it was so important to him for us to have freedom to choose him or not choose him, freedom to want him, but not be forced into sin, but not be forced in the other sense that we never had a choice. And I thought, Lord, you've wanted freedom. How much freer can you be? That the Lord would give us the choice of whether to serve him or not to serve him. You know, everything about the Lord is freedom. You know, it says in John 8:36, it says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Isaiah 61:1, it says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Turn around. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, bringing healing, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. You know, I thought back of when the Lord was there, the lady that had been an adulterer that was caught, and she was being accused, and they certainly would have stoned her. And the Lord stepped in, and yeah, you know, she was guilty. Of course, I'm sure there were many of those people standing around her that were guilty of things too. But there, the Lord gave her freedom. Yes, he said, go and sin no more. You know, your accusers are gone, and neither do I accuse you. He let her go. Freedom. You know, even with all the mistakes that we make, and I know I make plenty. Oh, Lord, if I could go back and do things over and know the things that I know now, how much I would change. But with all of the things that we bring upon ourselves, God is still always trying to bring us to freedom. His heart is so kind and tender and good. You know, he blesses us in spite of ourselves. He's blessed me so much, so undeservingly so. Things that I've brought on myself, wrong choices. And it's, you know, a lot of the choices we make, they're not maliciously wrong. They're not, sometimes it's just ignorance, you know. I've been ignorant plenty. You know, sometimes it's just not knowing, you know, being, at other times maybe being influenced by others, even when we mean well. But, you know, with all of the things that we go through, God is always trying to bring freedom and restoration to us. He raises up those that are on their deathbed, those that are needing healing, bringing deliverance to those that are bound demonically and those that are wounded so in their emotions and in their hearts. Those that have had orphan spirits, all of the split up families and things, there's so many young people, so many children that feel like they have no one. You know, particularly parents that have pitted them against one another. They use the children as weapons against one another when the children don't know which way to turn. I've got a niece like that. That is so lost that she doesn't know up from down, and I'm praying for her. But as I watch the nation celebrate freedom, and a free nation is an awesome, wonderful thing. That's God's heart for every nation in the world. But I thought, Lord, that freedom didn't begin with a country. It didn't begin with an army or anything like that, or a president or a leader. It began with God. It began with the heart of God and Jesus. He so wants us to be free. Free and healed and delivered. Free from financial difficulties. Free from all the self-condemnation that we put on ourselves because of our failures or shortcomings and things. He wants to bring freedom. And he wants us to be free to choose him and to love him, and just like that little boy at the show, to tell others about how wonderful he is. I agree with that little boy that everybody would come to love God and be a Christian, because there is such freedom and belonging to the Lord. I know some look at Christianity, they look at any of it, any of the religions, and they think it's a list of don'ts, a list of don'ts. Don't do this and don't do that. Don't do this and don't do that. And the truth of the matter is, when your heart's changed, you don't want to do those things. When you really belong to the Lord, your heart changes. But that's never the way the Lord, it was like, come to him and let him work on us. Just love him and surrender to him. It was like, never, if you'll stop doing this, I'll receive you. If you'll stop doing that, I'll love you. If you'll stop doing this, you'll make it to heaven. It was like, fall in love with him and watch those things begin to just be torn away, to just begin to fall off of us, the bondages, the hurts, the wounds, the sickness, the doubts, the fears, all of those things that hold us back, all of those things that feel like they chain us to the earth, chain us to the world. We serve a God of freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Sometimes I just say that over and over and over to get it down in my spirit more and more and more. To meditate. Meditate on his word day and night. And then it gets into our hearts. And it becomes life. It becomes life. It becomes real. It becomes life-giving as it gets into us. Not just in our minds, but as it soaks into our heart. And then our heart comes into agreement with our spirit. Anyhow, I know I'm preaching to the choir. You guys are very much aware that we serve a God of freedom. But I was so touched by that little boy the other day. A little guy, you know, 4 or 5 years old, to turn around and look me square in the eyeball and say, I love God. Me too, sweetie, me too. That's just awesome. I pray that we would have the boldness and the little pure heart that those little kids like that do, that they're willing to tell others that they love God. Anyhow, that's all I have to share tonight. I want to have time to talk with each of you and pray with you and just enjoy y'all. I do enjoy y'all. Let me play another song right quick. I think I've got most of the numbers down, but make sure that I do. Let me find a song that's not very long here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That song's always been very special to me. When I was, 13 years old or so, I would play that song and really learned how to worship. The presence of the Lord would be so strong. Father, I just thank you tonight for each and every one. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the freedom that you give us, your heart for freedom for us, Lord, to choose you, to walk in the freedom that you alone can bring and can give, that you alone paid for, Jesus. We thank you from the depths of our heart and with our whole heart, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We love you. We praise you. Lord, for wholeness in every way, wholeness and freedom and abundance, because you came to give us life and life more abundant. Lord, I just bless each and everyone listening tonight. And Lord, I pray for breakthrough in their lives and Lord, that they will hear your voice and be led by you. Lord, that they will rise to places in you that they've never even dreamed. And Lord, that they will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Ashley, since I've got you on here, let's start with you tonight. How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good. How have you been doing?
I'm good. I'm good, hon. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Ashley. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for her heart. Lord, her heart to please you. Lord, her heart, just a heart with a pureness, Lord, a pureness of her soul, a pureness of motive. Lord, I thank you, Father, that she's a pleasure to you. And Lord, that you've anointed her. Father, you have called her. You've anointed her. Lord, there's such a genuineness in her demeanor. There's such a genuineness about her. And Lord, others, they see that. They see that. They sense that, that realness about Ashley. And Father, I thank you for using her, Lord, even that, though she's young, Lord, even there, she has that nurturing sense about her. She has a nurturing, caring, almost like a mothering type of anointing there, Lord. It's a heart that cares. It's a heart that cares. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Ashley, Lord, to even bring comfort to others, Lord, that she will bring comfort to others and that she will pray with others. And Lord, that she'll be believable. She's believable to others. Lord, some may at times question for a while, but Lord, there's a believability about her. But Lord, that heart of love, that heart that cares, that heart that wants to share the love of God, Lord, it comes through and it comes through in genuineness. Lord, that it can be felt because the anointing truly is tangible. The anointing can be felt. And Lord, that she is going to share with others. She's going to comfort others. She's going to pray with others. Lord, she's going to be a friend to those that feel like they have no friend. Lord, even those young ones, Lord, that feel so alone. Lord, they may have parents, but some of them, even in a house with parents, they feel alone because parents are busy or parents are fighting with one another, or maybe parents are divorced. But so many live in a busy world this time of day. They're trying to just make a living. They're trying to make ends meet. And even some of those young ones, they feel alone. Lord, I thank you for Ashley being a friend to those that need a friend, that need someone that will listen to them. Sometimes it may even be childish gibberish, in a sense, but they need that. They need someone that will care enough, that will sit and listen to them, that will give them a hug and let them know that they care. And Lord, I thank you for, Lord, being a sister to some that need that sense of, like some have with family. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't have that with family, but There are some that have it with family, that they have that sibling that they feel like they can just talk to about anything. But Lord, that she'll be a sister to some. Lord, she'll be a mother to some. She'll be a friend to those that need a friend. And Lord, Lord Father, I know that you have wonderful things as far as her career is concerned. But Lord, I see even the things that she does on the side that are not necessarily part of her career being just as important and just as impactful as the things that are her career, Lord, those things that she just takes the time for and that she does because she's showing your heart. She's sharing your heart, God. And Father, I thank you for blessing Ashley and leading her and guiding her, Father, and giving her favor. And Lord, for those, even those that would be jealous at times, Lord, that they will see the favor of God on her life. And Lord, that it would, even the ones that would be jealous, Lord, that they would recognize the hand of God. Because even in our favor, we always want God to be recognized, for the Lord to be seen. And there are those that will say, that had to be God. That had to be God. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. And I speak a blessing over Ashley in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. So uplifting as always. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Did you have anything in particular, hon, you were wanting prayer about?
Yes. Could you pray for my mom? I think she's on the line right now, actually, but she's having trouble hearing from her end. I know someone else on the line, though, and they can hear perfectly. So I think it's just her service.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Father, I'll still click on her number here in a minute, but Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Lord, I thank you that even some of the anointings that Ashley has, Lord, that some of those same anointings are on Jennifer, Lord, that motherly and that sisterly anointing, that believability, Lord, that's on Jennifer too. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she also is going to comfort others, Lord. Jennifer, I see you comforting even the older women and middle-aged women. I see you laying hands on ladies. I see you putting your hand on their shoulders, on their heads, and praying for them. I see the gift of the gift of knowledge and wisdom flowing through you. So the Lord is going to share with you. There's times you're going to lay hands on people and you're going to know what's ailing them. You're going to know what the problem is. And sometimes people may think it's one thing, but they don't always realize what the root is. You know, sometimes people are having physical things that are really, there's a root of, it may be a root of bitterness or a root of fear or a root of other things that are behind it. But I see the Lord showing you, you're going to pick up things in the spirit and you're going to help share with people. And that's going to help open the eyes of people because some people, they don't know. You know, you don't always know. Many times you don't realize that you're, whatever the case is, like if they're having arthritis and maybe there's a root of bitterness there, they don't always understand that. Not everybody is aware of those kind of effects, that maybe they've not had that kind of teaching. And sometimes people just don't realize that maybe they're holding an offense in some area. But I just see the Lord using you in identifying ailments, in identifying the roots of things. And you're going to pray with people. You're going to reveal it. You're going to pray. You're going to see things broken off of people. But I really strongly see it bringing revelation to people where they're going to go, oh, I didn't realize that. You know, they're not going to know. It's going to bring revelation and eye-opening to them where that people can heart check, where that people can – it's just going to bring understanding to them because when we have understanding, then we know how – you know, we know how to fight. We know how to fight. We know how to – how to pray when we have understanding. But I see that being very strong in you, a gift of discernment, a gift of wisdom and revelation. The Lord's showing you things. At times you may actually feel things in your body when you go to pray for someone. You know, Randy does that a lot. I've had other friends that do that, they get around someone, they may start having a knee that hurts and know that it's not their knee and say, okay, there's somebody here, their knee's hurting, or someone else, their back's hurting because their back will start to hurt. I see that happening with you at times. So, Lord, I just thank you for Jennifer, Father. I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing with her and you're developing. Lord, you've been growing and growing her and working in her. Lord, you've been growing the anointings. You've been growing her wisdom, her understanding. Father, you've been activating. And sweetie, as a lot of these things, as you step into some of these things, as the time comes, you know, as you get to these door from door to door to door, and you step into, you're going to see a lot of these things activated. They may already be, but I feel that there are things that will be activated, at least if not activated then activated in a greater way once you start stepping into those, and those gifts start being used at that point for the calling of God that's on your life. And Father, I just thank you for Jennifer, and I bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying for her. I tell you what, I am so proud of my mom. I don't know where I would be if I didn't have her, but I love my mom so much. So thank you for praying for her, Jeannie.
Oh, you're welcome. I think you have a pretty tremendous mom too, sweetie. I think she's a pretty
yes,
special lady. You're blessed.
Yes, she is. I am.
You have a good week, sweetie, and it was sure good talking with you.
You too. God bless you, Jeannie.
Uh-huh. All right, let's talk to the other side of the family here. This thing's spinning a little bit. There it goes. Hey, Greg, how are you tonight?
Hey, Jeannie. Sure haven't missed you.
Oh, I've missed y'all too. I'll tell you what, I told Randy, I said, I sure get a lot of warfare over this program. Of course, it would help
if the
cows wouldn't go out there and chew on the lines.
It would help.
Yeah, us country folk here, who would ever thought a cow would pick up a DSL cable and chew on it? But anyhow, all right. Well, you doing good? Y'all making progress?
Yes, ma'am.
Good, good. That's awesome. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. Lord, I thank you. Woo! Lord, that he is the man for the hour. Boy, I heard that as soon as I said your name and started to pray. The man for the hour. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have called Greg. Lord, you have... It's like I'm sensing to Greg. It's like I'm hearing he's been through the ringer. He's been through the ringer. That you have walked through the fires. You have walked through the times of trying and trial and fires because God's been teaching you. God has been teaching you. He's been growing you. But you've been tried by fire. We all do. I mean, we all do. And you're probably not finished yet. Neither am I. But you have been tried by fire. God has been refining you. He has been burning things away. He has been letting you find your way through the process. In the process of the things you have gone through, your heart has been purified. Your heart has been tried. Your heart, you have checked yourself. You have corrected yourself. You have gone back and inquired of the Lord, but you have walked through the fire. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that he has come out. Lord, you're bringing him out. You're bringing him out victorious, Lord. Father, there are so many wonderful things ahead of him. And Lord, yes, we go from glory to glory, Lord, that you're always working on us. You're always cutting away those things that need to go. And Lord, you're always growing us and expanding us and expanding our understanding and our wisdom and expanding the gifts. And Father, we're just always a work in progress. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're pleased with Greg. I just see such a smile on the Lord's face. Lord, I thank you that you're pleased with Greg and you're pleased with his progress. Father, I thank you, Lord, that he ponders things and he inquires of you. Father, he's learned more and more to run to you with his inquiries and not to lean on his own understanding, not to lean on his intellect, even though he's a bright man. Lord, not to lean on past experiences, because wow, don't we do that as people? We'll go through things and we'll think, I'll never trust anybody again, or by golly, I'll never do this, or I'll never do that. I'll recognize somebody like that. Don't we lean on understanding from the past so much because of the experiences we've had in the past? But God's always telling us to come to him, come to him, come talk to me, because God sees behind the scenes and he knows. He knows what's going on behind the scenes. He knows how we're to attack a situation. He knows how we're to, at times, to very tiptoe through situations, because we're always dealing with hearts. And see, God's always trying to, he's always trying to protect hearts. He's always trying to bring out the best in people and to help them see the Lord and stuff. You know, God uses everything that's available. And Lord, I thank you for Greg, Father, that you're going to use it. Greg, the Lord is going to, he may already do this. I think probably he has. But the Lord's going to use you as like an example of manhood for young men. You know, a lot of the young men, you know, they may get 12, 13 years old, and some of them, they get into the got to be a tough guy, or you're not really a man if you're not kind of man, or you're not really a man if, you know, if you know, if you show emotion, or, you know, they go through these things trying to find their place in manhood, from being little boys to being young men to being adults. You know, men are always trying to, you know, I see it, even though I've always been a girl. I still see these young people, you know, my nephews and things like that. You see them trying to find that place in manhood. And I see you helping young boys to understand that you can completely be a masculine man, but still be a gentleman, still be sensitive, still cry, still call on God and lean on him. You can be all guy, but you don't have to have that. You don't have to be vulgar. You don't have to be mean or Mr. Tough Guy. You know, you don't have to shoot every animal you see, just that kind of stuff. Finding that balance in being a man, but being God's man. Being God's man, being gentle, being sensitive, but being wise, but also being strong, being the leader of a family, a godly leader of a family, and really helping young men, you know, that are struggling, you know, and you know, you may run across the opposite. You may run across boys that that feel like they're not so manly, and helping them to find that identity of manhood, but in God's way, that manhood of God's definition of a man, of being strong, of being godly, of being a leader, of being the priest of their home. But there's a balance. You know, there's a balance there. And I see you helping young guys, even boys, you know, the ones that are maybe 11, 12 years old and up, even helping them find that, you know, being that mentor of manhood, so to speak. Maybe that's why I heard when I first began to play that for pray, I heard that man for the hour. You're the man for the hour. There are so many young men this day and time that are so confused. You know, you see them from the very feminine type to the ones that are real, real dark, you know, real dark, that have, you know, all of the, some of it just seems demonic stuff going on. But you helping bring balance being like a big brother, being like a father. You know, sometimes being like a big brother helps them more than actually even being like a father. It depends on what they're needing and what they've been through. Sometimes fathers can seem harsh or can seem a bit judgmental in things, but I just see you once again. It's like it's on y'all's whole family, being a friend, being a friend, being a strength for those young men that need someone to be strength, but in the strength of the Lord, and helping them find balance, helping them find that spot where both of their feet are on the ground and they find that balance in God. Father, I thank you for Greg, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for all that you've been preparing him for and are still preparing him for, or the things that he's been through that you have taught him, and Lord, that he has been strengthened in it, Lord, that you have strengthened him through the things he's gone through and have helped him find the balance as he has gone, Lord, that he has learned to lean upon you and to be directed by you. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all that you're doing with him and, Lord, all those many areas that you're going to use him in the days ahead. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So how are you doing? What all's going on with you guys?
I am in Chicago for work this week.
Okay.
So hoping for good things work wise.
Yeah. Well, be safe.
Well, I'm in Carroll Stream. I'm outside of Chicago, so
yeah, okay.
Hopefully far removed from all that.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, did you have any particular prayer requests tonight?
I did not.
Okay.
I have a feeling you probably have a whole long list, and
there's quite a few.
It's always good to make. I'd rather give you time to get to everybody else.
All righty. Well, it was good getting to talk to you, and look forward to hearing what all God does.
Amen.
All right. Well, God bless you.
God bless you, Jeannie. Thank you.
Uh-huh. This thing's still, there it goes. It's taking it a few minutes. Let me see here. I'm going to move down here. I'm going to go ahead and, Jennifer, I'm going to go ahead and get you while I'm getting all you guys.
Oh, okay. No.
How are you, sweetie?
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear anything. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
When I prayed earlier with Ashley, you didn't hear it?
I did. I ended up calling back several times, and finally I got a clear line, so I was able to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of it.
Yeah. She'll have to, if she recorded it, she'll have to replay it back to you, because I certainly don't remember all of it, but... Greg sounded like he had quite a bit on his mind tonight.
I think he does, yeah.
Yeah,
he does. I just have to thank PGN because, you know, just listening to you, first of all, Ashley, like, I've been trying to get her to call PGN for years, and she couldn't because her anxiety, I know she's not going to mind me telling you this, her anxiety was just so bad she couldn't speak. And she got the courage this year, and I mean, she's just blossoming in ways, and just the way that she's been encouraged, it's just been, as a mother, just so beautiful, beautiful to watch, and tears of joy. And I just, you know, I see anxiety and fears being broken, and the way that God's using her in children's lives. And it's just been just so every time I hear on, I just praise God for just setting her free from so many things. So I just thank you for being a part of that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm just so glad we're getting this computer worked out where I can actually participate in the programs. But I appreciate you, girl.
Well, we thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have anything in particular you wanted me to pray about tonight?
No, I'm just going to let you get to the other callers. Just keep us all in your prayers. I know, Greg has been struggling, so he really needs some extra prayers there. So if you just keep him in your prayers and in your private time, I'd be grateful.
I will.
Thank you
so much. Yeah, he seemed like his little mind, felt like a little bit of a heaviness on him tonight or like he definitely had things on his plate tonight.
But you're right on. He's just a phenomenal man, and I am a very blessed woman to have him in my life.
Oh, yeah. I agree. You guys just seem like, y'all already seem like a family.
I heard you say that, and my heart leapt. Ashley's got to spend some time with him, and I know she loves him. He treated her like his own daughter, so
that's
both
awesome.
My kids have. So.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Jean.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you want me to pray over you again, or you want to just get the word that I gave Ashley, or?
Yeah, I'll go get it. So I'd like to, everyone to get hear from the Lord tonight. So I'll go back after the program and listen.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you, sweetie.
God bless you. We love you.
I love you too. Okay, let me go back up here. Okay, 205-531. I believe this is Miss Julia May.
Yes, hello.
Hi, girl. How you doing tonight?
Just fine.
Good, good. Y'all having the heat wave we're having?
Yeah, we had a bad thunderstorm about 1:30. It rained real bad. It just came up all of a sudden.
We had a little rain a couple of days ago, which was so wonderful 2 or 3 days ago, but it turned around and got hot today. But anyhow, I'm hoping we get a little break in the weather here before too long. But anyhow, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that she's called and she's anointed. And Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just lifting her heart, lifting her spirits, Lord. Sometimes we just get into the, my mom always called it the doldrums, I guess what they called it, where it kind of seems like that we're going through the motions and it'll seem like, okay, this is just the same over and over and over. We get the doldrums some. Maybe we do that particularly in the summer. I don't know. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing a freshness to Julia May. Lord, those things that seem so repetitive at times where we're, we keep plugging at the same thing where we're, whether it's the job hunting or whether it's just tending to the family that sometimes it can just seem like, okay, I'm just every morning I get up and I do the same thing and I go to bed. And the next morning I get up and I do the same thing and I go to bed. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for a freshness, a refreshing for Julia May. Lord, a break from the norm. Lord, just some newness for her, the new beginnings, some new things, Lord. Just some blessings from God, Lord, that would bring refreshing and bring some new laughter and enjoyment. And Father, the newness of God, Lord. Father, you are Jesus is never boring. He's never boring. And the Lord didn't live a boring life. He didn't, he was meeting new people and he was going places and speaking the word and raising the dead and healing the sick and pulling money from the mouths of fish for the taxes. And I can't imagine how awesome it was to walk around with the Lord and the things that went on, the things that you saw. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Julia May seeing the things of God, Lord, that she would see, Lord, even visited her in visions and dreams. But Lord, bring a newness and a fresh breath of God, just a fresh breath, a fresh breeze through her life, Lord, that would just bring a new joy, a new happiness, some new relationships, Lord. Just a fresh breath, a fresh wind from God, Lord. Some new joys and new experiences and new things into her life. And Father, thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers. Lord, for bringing forth the provision that she needs, Lord. Father, that you will open the doors. Lord, that you will give her favor in the areas that she needs favor. God doesn't always give us favor in every place, but he gives us favor in those areas that we need favor. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing her family and her friendships and her relationships. Lord, the prayer groups that she's a part of. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing renewal to Julia May's body. Lord, healing in her body. Lord, regeneration and refreshing into her body. But Lord, I thank you for just a new joy, a new laughter. Lord, that she wakes up in the mornings excited for today. What does today hold? What does today bring? Lord, who will I meet today? Who will I get to witness to today? Lord, what awesome thing will you show me today? And Lord, that your living color will just, Father, just explode around her, that she will just see just the colors and the life of God. Life with God in such a new way. Just like, Lord, even as the natural rain, that you would just rain down on her with the blessings of the Lord and just a freshness of God in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Bye.
Will you have anything you wanted to share with us tonight, or you have any particular prayer requests tonight?
No, you hit it straight on the head. That's what I like I said, sometimes I do wake up, like, you know, since I'm a caretaker with Jennifer, she's doing better, I thank God. But, you know, well, sometimes, you know, like I said, being on my own, because my husband passed 13 years ago, that's why I started, you know, waking up with a new freshness for God that I've been praying for. Because like I tell you, sometimes I say, you know, like the same thing over and over, because, you know, being a caretaker. And I have friends that, you know, caretaker, and I pray for them, because I tell them, you know, I understand what you're going through, because I'm doing it. So, you know, I'm praying for just people, you know, the caretakers and stuff. Focus on him, depending on him.
God knows. Well, that's certainly
You hit it on here. Yes, I needed that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, sweetie. All right.
Okay.
Well, yes. You have a good night then, and a good week. Yeah. And I'm so thankful that Jennifer is doing better. But I just pray.
Thank you,
sweetie.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. God bless you and keep you too. I enjoy you.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you,
Bye bye.
Good night. Let me get a drink right quick. All right, 903-918. How's Michelle tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to see your number there, and just glad to get to talk with you tonight. I know there's been a few times when you've been on, and I just couldn't get to everybody, and there have been a few times that I have missed you because I just couldn't get through the list. But I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight. Well, let's pray. Do you have anything you wanted to share tonight before I pray for you? Or?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Michelle. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing that's on her life. Father, I thank you, Lord, how you have cared for her, Lord, how that you have been, I see like the Lord's hand on, like the Lord has taken you by the hand, Michelle, and like how the Lord has been kind of pulling you along, how that he's been encouraging you, but actually like tugging on your hand, like, come on. The Lord's been encouraging you, and he's been pulling you along, is the way I want to say it, been pulling you along in the sense of continually tugging on you, like continually, come on. You ever have a little kid have you by the hand, and they're in a hurry to get somewhere, and, you know, they're kind of always pulling. Come on, because they want you to come on. And I feel like the Lord has had you by the hand, and he's been tugging on you. Not like trying to drag you, but like lightly tugging on you and telling you, come on, because God's excited for you. God's excited for what he has put in you. He's excited about you. He has things for you, and he's wanting to get you to these places that he has in you. And you probably know this, girl, but you've not been called as a follower. There is an anointing on your life to lead. There's an anointing of leadership on your life. You are called to be an atmosphere changer. You're called to be a game changer. You are called to be one that leads the pack. You know, and I'm not saying that you'll always be alone. Matter of fact, it seems like I sense another person beside you in much of this. I don't know that it's maybe not another woman that you're friends with or will be friends with that will walk with you through some things, but I see you like as a forerunner in some things. God has called you as one to step out and move forward. And you're not going to get to follow the pack. You're not going to get to follow the pack. God's calling on your life is one to step forward, one to break into new ground and to break into new things. And I just see, I sense like an excitement in you as you do. I just see, you know, like as I see you moving forward, and like I said, it seems like I see another person with you in this, in things, and I have not a clue what it is. But I just see God using you, stepping into some new things, stepping into some things that you've not been in before. It may even have to do with businesses or something. I'm not positive. But I see God using you, stepping out into branching into some new things, stepping out into some areas that might even seem, you know, anytime you do something new, it can be a little scary at first. And there's, you know, particularly where it comes to business and things like that, there can be risk, you know, there's risk involved. But when we're following God and when we're doing what God's called us to, we're going to succeed. It doesn't mean it's going to be a bed of roses all the time, but we'll succeed when we're doing what God's called us to do. And whether it's in ministry, whether it's in business, whether it's in finances, whether it's in, regardless of what it's in, you know, when we're following God and God is directing our steps, it will succeed. And we'll learn and grow. But God has not called you to be at the back of the pack. He's not called you to stand in behind others and go where the others go. God's called you to be out front. He's called you out front. He's called you one. You have an anointing on your life to be like, to break ground, to take new ground, to pioneer, to do new things. You've got that on you. You've got that in you. Like I said, you're called to change atmospheres. You're called to help change lives. You're called to break into new things. Father, I thank you for Michelle. Father, I thank you, Lord, for birthing excitement. Lord, I thank you, Father, for not only the excitement, but, Lord, for directing her. Lord, as she questions, God, what is this? Lord, what is it you want me to do? God, where is it you take me? Lord, that these things will begin to come together and will begin to manifest and unfold, Lord, that she'll begin to see, Lord, that you'll make those divine connections that you have for her. But, Lord, that you'll begin to birth in her heart and birth in her, even in her mind, Lord, that she'll begin to see and understand and know where you're taking her. But, Lord, most of all, that she'll say, Lord, here am I, use me. Here am I. Lord, even when she don't understand. But we don't always understand. Father, when you called Abraham, that I'm taking you to a land that you've never been for, a land that you know not, and said, pack up, and told him to pack up and leave your family. Of course, he still took Lot with him, which he shouldn't have, because God said, don't take him. But he girded up his loins and he struck out and just followed God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for that adventurous type spirit, Lord, one in Michelle that would just trust you Lord, even when she doesn't have all the answers, even when she's not sure at times, Lord, that she'll keep inquiring of you and keep coming to you and keep looking, keep looking, keep looking for what you have for her. And Lord, that you will write the vision and make it plain for her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is right on time because this is what I've been praying for, direction and what he would have me to do. Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, I could just sense in my heart that there was, I mean, and most of us do, that, like, question God, what's next? God, what do you want me to do? But I just,
yeah.
I just thought, you know, that the Lord has called you. He's called you as a forerunner. He's called you as one to step out. He has not called you as one to be behind others. But God's got some awesome stuff for you. I don't know what all it is, but I know God's, and I just really sense that your walk with the Lord, as you keep inquiring of God and spending time with her, that your walk with your Lord and your walk in the natural is going to be very much connected. That as you're spending time with God, as you're growing in God, you're also going to see a lot of those other things come together. And honestly, that's true for most of us. You know, the more we grow with God, the more things begin to break open. You know, the more time we spend with the Lord, just in surrender to him, the more he takes us. You know, it just opens things up and things begin to be birthed and come into the natural realm. Was there anything you wanted me to pray about, sweetie?
No. You just basically covered it. Praise God.
Okay. Well, it's good. I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight. I'm glad I got to pray with you tonight. Like I said, I knew I had been missing you some.
Yeah, I've been missing you too. I would get on and just praying for you that everything is going well for you.
Well, thank you, hon. I sure appreciate it. Appreciate your prayers. Well, you'll have a good evening, hon, and I will talk to you next time.
Okay. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you. All right, 334-590. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jayla.
Oh, Jayla? Oh, okay. Where do you live, Jayla?
New York.
New York? Okay. All right. Father, I thank you for Jayla, and Father, I thank you, Lord. That's funny. I hear like inquiring mind. Father, I thank you, Lord, that Jayla is one, Lord, that she searches for the answers. Lord, she searches for your answers. She searches. She has an inquiring mind. Lord, she has an inquiring heart, Lord, and she searches for you. She searches for your truth. Father, she searches for the things of the Spirit of God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, that you delight in her. Lord, you delight in her and you delight in answering her and answering her prayers. Lord, you love it when Jayla searches after you, when she searches after your heart. You know, the word says, seek and you will find, knock and it shall be opened. And the Lord loves for us to search him out. You know, sometimes it'll almost seem like the Lord's hiding from us, but he loves for us to come seeking him, come searching for him, come searching. He's certainly, he's always there, but he loves that. You know, we all would love to know that we're loved, that someone, if we're not there, that they miss us and that they long for us. And when we're not around, that their hearts, you know, that their minds and their hearts are there with us and longing to see us. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just satisfying Jayla's desires, Lord, the things in her heart, Lord, the dreams that are in her heart, and Lord, the dreams that you've put there, Father, Lord, even manifesting and Lord, building her vision, Lord, for the things that you have, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, that even a lot of the things that she just enjoys are things that you desires that you have put in her heart, Lord, because you formed her and you made her. And Lord, you made her the way that she is, unique and special unto you. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving her favor, Lord, where she goes, favor on her job, Lord, favor with people. Father, I thank you, Lord, for handpicking her friends. Lord, those people, Lord, that she would be drawn to those that would be like divine connections, those that would be healthy relationships for her, Father. And Lord, that those that would not be good for her future, not be good for her life, Lord, that she would have a quickening in her spirit, Lord, to detach from those or to give distance to those, Lord, that just really a wisdom and a discernment. But Lord, that you would just connect her with those that are handpicked by you, that would be a blessing to her life. And Father, I just thank you for bringing health in every area of her life. Lord, for bringing health in her body, for bringing health into her finances, health into her relationships and family. But Lord, I just thank you for guiding her. Lord, for guiding her through, Lord, through the maze of life is the way I see it, like the maze of life as we're trying to find our way through and the next questions and the next steps. It just seems like, Dayla, that I just keep getting something about relationships. I don't know if it's friendships, but I seem like I just keep picking up on something about a relationship or relationships. If there's, I don't know if you've got something going on. You know, I don't know if there's someone that's concerning you, something that's on your mind, on your heart. There's someone you're praying for. I don't know, but it seems like there's something about a relationship that's in your life. That doesn't necessarily mean a boyfriend or whatever. I don't really know, but that there's something about a relationship with someone that would be on your heart or something. Mm-hmm. Is there anything? I mean, is there anything in particular or any person in particular that you're wanting prayer about or?
God about and really try to get answers for it to see if, like, this is something that God really wants me to do or this is something that, you know, God doesn't want me to be in. Rather, it's just like, you know, rather be to full-blown romantic or even on the friendship level. It's been something I've been seeking God about because something happened within it and it's like I don't really have a lot of peace about like a certain situation that happened, and I'm just trying to seek God with that. So,
okay.
It just seemed like
I'm sensing like some kind of like your connections kind of reverberating a little bit. So at times you're kind of going, kind of sounds like that. But it just seemed like I was sensing some kind of turmoil around some kind of relationship, and I just wasn't sure what it was. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for directing. For just really giving Jayla wisdom and, Lord, helping her heart to connect or disconnect. But, Lord, anything where there's turmoil, Father, that she will really recognize because the peace of God, Lord, is our God. The peace of God, even when there are sometimes difficult situations going on, the peace of God, we'll have that peace of God that like overrides that's you still will have that peace of God even when there's difficult things going on. The peace of God will still be there. But Lord, that she will that Jayla will really have the wisdom and understanding that if she feels like a turmoil in her spirit that's more than just circumstances, Lord, that she will she'll have the wisdom, Lord, to know when to disconnect and when to distance herself from things. Lord, that she'll just have the wisdom of God there and knowing the difference in just a a circumstance going on that's maybe unpleasant. And Lord, the difference in really feeling that that stirring in her spirit to pull away from this. Lord, I just thank you for that. And Lord, Father, I thank you, Lord, for all the many times that you have directed me in relationships and even friendships and things. Lord, you've given me wisdom of when to connect, and Lord, you've really given me wisdom of when to step away from things, even things that were detrimental. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for doing that for Jayla. Lord, for her good, and things that would be harmful for her future or be would just bring distraction and turmoil, Lord, that you will show her. Now, I would just say, Jayla, and this is just a personal experience. I know there's been times in my life, and it's been several times, that the Lord has really given me dreams when there were people that maybe at one time had been good connections and had been good friends or church acquaintances, things like at times that there would be seasons that the Lord would have me be connected, and then later when things would change or whatever, the Lord would actually give me direction and dreams. And sometimes it was like warnings, like you need to disconnect from this now. And the Lord would really, really direct my steps in getting away from things. And I'm just praying that the Lord will really give you a clear word, a clear understanding. And I would say I don't know if the Lord gives you dreams or not, but I would say be aware of your dreams, because typically they'll be in symbol form more than just outright, you know, outright showing it, but that you'll just be sensitive to what God is showing you, because some things, they can just really derail us or sidetrack us. Some things are just a hindrance. Other things will literally derail us from what the Lord has for us. So I just pray that God really guides you and leads you in all of this, and that you know that you have the peace of God as you identify and recognize what God's telling you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. You are more than welcome. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for holding, and I'm so glad I got to visit with you tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad I got to speak with you as well. It's always really on point, always.
Well, thank you. Praise God. God knows, because I certainly don't know any of it. Anyhow, well, you be blessed, hon, and you have a good week.
Hope you have a good week as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good night. All right, 605-390. I believe this is Carla.
Yeah, this is Carla.
No, good to talk to you, girl. How's everything in Arkansas?
Hot.
Yeah, here too. Did y'all get any of the rain? Did y'all get any of the rain that passed through? Did y'all get any of the rain that went through the last few days?
I think it was night before last we got a little bit, but it seemed to go on through real quick. It didn't stay long.
Yeah, well, same here too. Every little bit helps, I reckon. But anyhow, okay, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Carla. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is a light. Father, she is a light called of you, Lord, that she is a light to those that are around her. Father, I thank you, Lord, that where at times that discouragement has tried to light on her, discouragement has tried to attach itself even to her, Lord, that you are the lifter of her head. Lord, you are the lifter of her head. And Father, I thank you, Lord. Carla, it's like I can see the Lord putting his finger under your chin and lifting your head at times when you have just, when you have felt downcast, like when you'd be looking down at circumstances and just looking at things around you and feeling weighted down. I can see like the Lord putting his finger under your chin and lifting your head and blowing on your face. It's just a beautiful thing, but I see the Lord literally blowing upon your face, blowing the breath of God upon your face. You know, you see mothers sometimes with a little kid, they'll pick their little head up and they'll blow their bangs out of their eyes and things like that. And it's an endearment. It's an act, just an endearing, like, love thing of mom. But I see the father putting his finger under your chin and lifting your head. Oh, Lord, the word says he's the lifter of our head, and him blowing upon your face, just like a freshness of God and the love of God, and blowing away cares and concerns and all of the things of God. What am I going to do here? And God, what's the answer to this? You know, sometimes we get so filled with questions because we're looking for answers. I mean, I do that too. You know, when there's so many things going on in life. But I see the Lord at times just really wanting to blow the cares from your mind and wanting to just lift your head and you just take a big breath and just look at him and just rest in him, just that trust and that faith of God. Whew, I give this to you. I give this to you. Because we just can't carry it. And I know, you know, life is life, and there are things we have to deal with, and there's things that we have to figure out. We life happens, and we do have to walk it out. But we also have to periodically just get away from it. Forget about things for a day or two. We have to get out, you know, go to the lake, go fishing. Sometimes we have to just say, God, for today, I'm not thinking about this stuff. Today, Lord, I'm going to have fun. I'm just going to trust you. And having those times that we just let things, just give it to him, you know, just give it to him. We should always give the burdens to him. But every now and then, we just have to have a break from it, you know, have a break from life and just enjoy. But I just see the Father just lifting your head and blowing on your face and like blowing the concerns and the cares away and the things that would weigh you down or discouragement or sometimes just busyness of just having so many things on our plate will get heavy. You know, it's not always something bad. Sometimes it's just I've got so much going on that I just don't know which end is up, and I just see the Lord wanting to bring just a rest, just wanting to bring a rest and a joy and just that childlike trust of, you know what, my daddy's got this. My daddy's got me, and Lord, you know, you see these little kids, they crawl up in mom and dad's lap or in daddy's lap, and no matter what's going on, that baby's going to go to sleep and just sleep in dad's arms like there's not a care in the world, that there's just nothing going on. And I just see Father just wanting to lavish his love on you and bring a peace and bring joy more than you have been sensing here lately. And that's not saying that you're weighed down or you're burdened down, but anyhow, I just see the Lord just blowing on your face and blowing some cares away and wanting to bring even a greater level of joy into your life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing Carla, Lord. I thank you, Father, for answering her prayers and answering her questions. But, Lord, I thank you for that childlike, just that feeling of crawling up in daddy's lap and just taking a snooze in daddy's lap and not worrying about tomorrow, not worrying about today or yesterday, and just enjoying you, God. Just enjoying you, Lord. If it's a day to go kayaking or a day to, Lord, just sit around and do nothing and just enjoy drinking tea on the porch and, Lord, enjoying your presence. Father, we love you and we thank you, Father, for the rest and the peace that you give us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for health. Lord, because when we're in rest and peace, it brings healing to our bodies. It brings healing to our bodies. I mean, I fight with that too, absolutely. And have on and off for years, fight with having so many things going on and stuff like that. But it does. The rest in peace brings healing to our bodies. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing Carla, loving on her big, God, loving on her big. And Lord, her just being able to just let out a big sigh of relief and crawl up in your lap and rest and giggle and laugh with you, Lord. The laughter does good like a medicine. And Lord, I thank you for lighthearted days and enjoyment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I receive that. That seems right on. I just, you know, about 4 months ago, you know, me and my husband finally was like, that's it. And, or he just left. I didn't know he was going to leave. And all I felt like God telling me was to pray for him. And I've been doing good for 4 months. And then a couple of weeks ago, I just had this overwhelming urge just to, like, write him a letter and, you know, just be like, I did this wrong and I did that wrong when I know I didn't. And I just kept having that urge. And then I finally done it because it wouldn't just leave me alone. And then he just exhibited some of his normal narcissistic behavior. And now I feel like I'm back at square one with all the anger and the pain and the, you know, and I went on a 3-day fast and I thought I felt like I heard from God and it kind of feels like it bit me in the butt. And I'm sitting here, God, I'm not sure if that was you or if that was me. And because after the initial feeling like I need to call him or write him a letter and everything, and then when I went on that fast for, you know, restoration of relationships, you know, with my church, and I thought I had heard a word from God, and then when I wanted to share that with my husband, now he won't even speak, and I'm like, God, I don't know. I can't do this. I just hung around because I kept telling myself, there's good in this man somewhere. I've seen it, and I did take some vows. And so I feel like after these 4 months when I was starting to kind of, like you said, lighthearted, joy, you know, feeling good, feeling like I was getting the old Carla back, and then it was everything. And so now I'm like getting a little discouraged because I'm like, God, I thought I was getting to a point where I really could tell what you were telling, you know, being able to discern that it was you, and now I feel like I can't.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the more we worry about things, or the more that things, you know, we mull stuff over, it can bring turmoil in our hearts to where it's harder to hear God. And honestly, the more we relax and kind of just, you know, say God here, you know, and just then it gets easier to hear, truthfully. You know, because, and I did this too. I mean, the more I mull stuff over, the more I'll sit and weigh this and that and look at every scenario. It's, you know, it's like the Rubik's Cube, turning it over and over and over, and let me put this together, let me put that, you know, and trying to play off every scenario. And honestly, the more we just, you know, quiet our minds and quiet our hearts, the easier it is to hear the Lord in it. But I said, I just sense the Lord just wanting you just to relax in Him and just rest in Him and maybe just let, you know, at least temporarily let some things go and just enjoy the Lord and enjoy being Carla for a little bit and let, you know, let the Lord hold some things, let Him carry it in just a step at a time.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I've been feeling like. I don't know what got into me because I was getting back to me and, you know, and so now I've got to kind of climb my way back up to that, so. But
well, he's gonna help you. He is gonna help you, sweetie.
I know.
He's gonna help you in that. All right. Well, I'm glad I got to visit with you. I'm glad I got to pray with you. But like I said, that's what I saw almost immediately. Yeah, it was just the Lord lifting your head and blowing on your face. So God is just wanting to love on you, and He's wanting to blow some of those concerns and cares away. Well, you have a good week, sweetie. I'm so glad I got to talk with you. And
me too. Thank you. You have a good week, too.
All right. Talk to you later. Let me see. I think I lost my place here. Let me wait a minute. All right. 910-709. I believe this is Miss Sylvia.
Yes. How are you?
Hi, girl. I'm good. I'm good.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good to hear your voice. It's so quick for the program to work. It's so nice. But I'm hoping since we got the new cable in and it's all buried where the cows can't chew on it and all of that, I'm hoping that we're good. I'm praying that we are.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Anyhow.
Glad you're back.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. Father, I thank you, Lord. It's like, it's like I see you helping. It's like I heard the word burden bearer, but I know the Lord is our burden bearer. But I believe what I'm hearing is like you helping others. You're helping others that have burdens and things. That's really a case of like praying with other people and interceding with other people. You know, being a voice, being one that will listen to people and things. Like I said, as I started to pray, I heard it almost immediately, and I was like, Lord, you're the burden bearer. But I believe what it was like, you being a person there that people can talk to. And I know I've given you this word before. I just never heard it like that before. But people that are weighed down, people that are really really going through turmoil or really going through difficulty, the Lord using you to be one that helps, you know, sometimes just having somebody to talk to, it lifts the burden some. Just having somebody that will listen. And I see the Lord really using you like that, sweetie, to be one that cares and is non-judgmental. Not, you know, sometimes people don't necessarily want advice. Sometimes they just want somebody to listen, you know, and somebody that will pray with them and give them a hug and somebody that will care about them. And certainly when God gives us wisdom to share with people, we should do that when the Lord is telling us to. But, you know, there's a lot of people that they just need somebody there that'll just listen, you know, that'll just say, you know what, sweetie, come over and have a cup of coffee with me, or come over and let's sit on the porch and have a glass of tea and let's just visit. And sometimes they just need that. And I see God really using you like that. And it may sound like a small thing, but it's not. It's really not. Because there's so many people that need someone that'll just lend an ear. That'll just be a non-judgmental, not trying to tell them what to do, not telling them what they should have. Well, if I was you, boy, I've heard that so many times. Ugh. But... you know, but someone that will just be there, just give a hug, just hold a hand, just say, let's pray together. Let me just pray with you. Let's pray together. And you can't imagine what it does for hearts, what it does to just lift the burdens off of people that they can just share and just have a friend and just someone that'll pray with them. But I just see God using you that, and it's so much more important than what it may sound like. It's so much more important, and it does so much more good because people get under stress and they get under things, and it ruins people's health. I mean, it totally does because of the stresses of life. And, you know, as we pour out to others in that way, God, it comes back to us. I mean, God, you know, we give. Give and it shall be given. As we help with the needs of others, as we are a friend to others, God is a friend. You know, He lifts those concerns from our lives too. He lifts those burdens from our life. You know, as we're doing it, it just does something. You know, it just does something in our hearts. It brings a peace into our own hearts, you know, when we're there for others. And I'm not talking about somebody that calls you every other day and tells you all the troubles and complains and gripes. That's a different kind of deal. It's a different deal altogether. Been on both ends. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. You know, been around that too. But for those that are just truly people that are just feeling weighed down with burdens, that just need someone to be a friend and just listen and pray with them and let them know that God's with them and walking through with things. I just see God using you in that so much. And I see you reaping rewards from doing it too, from the Lord. because we do. We do. You know, he rewards the faithful. He rewards those that are, you know, his hand extended. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Sylvia in that way. Lord, just one of the many ways, Lord, that you are in a season of reaping. You're in a season of reaping. You're in a season of fruitfulness. You're in a season of reaping the good things, the good things. All of the things you've sown and you've sown and you've prayed and you've stood and you have entered into a season of reward, into a season of fruitfulness, of receiving the fruit of your labors and things like that. Father, I thank you, Lord, for lavishing your love on Sylvia. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the fruitfulness coming back to her, Lord, that she's seen these things, the reward of her labors, Lord. I see the reward of her labors coming to her, Lord, just blessings, that she's entered a season, that she is in a season of blessings, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that even when we're in that season of reaping reward, Lord, that we just keep sowing, we keep sowing, we keep sowing, because we're sowing for the seasons that are ahead of us. Those things that are, you know, it's kind of like gardening. We're always, and even with our finances, we're always sowing, even when we're reaping good things, even when in that season that's good, we're always keep sowing, because for the seasons that are yet ahead. So, Father, thank you, Lord, for blessing Sylvia and just using her in wonderful ways, Lord. And even those things that seem small are much bigger than she thinks. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
You got anything you want to share with us tonight?
Well, oh, you're right down my alley. That's what I've been doing lately. Praying over the phone and, yes, and listening to people. Like you say, you know, not so much talking. I just let them talk and somehow major problems. And, you know, I listen and then I pray. I've been doing that for a couple of weeks now. And so I start noticing, I start out in the morning with the phone ringing and I go to bed late with the phone ringing. Everybody's calling and I'm praying and... And I'm like, man, I can't do anything for myself. So one day I turned the phone off and just prayed half of the day. I said, I got to spend time with the Lord also, you know, because the phone would just ring off the hook all day long.
Oh, goodness. And no idea. Okay.
Yes, that was a correct. That was right down my alley.
Oh, wow.
And I found myself at some extent. You know how you bear some of the burden, and I find myself doing that, but instead of really bother me what I'm doing, I'm praying it. I'm praying, pretty much praying it off me whenever I'm finished, so that I won't hold on to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It hadn't been that many years ago, but a few years ago, I got to doing that It's because you care about people. But I got into that, and the Lord corrected me on that, scolded me about actually taking on the burdens of people, because then it'll weigh you down. You know, we pray for people and we love them and things like that. But, you know, we have to realize we can't carry the burdens either, because no human was created to carry burdens. You know, that's the Lord's.
Right.
But it's because you care. You know, it's because you care about people. And anyhow, I know what you're talking about, because I got into that for a while, and the Lord scolded me about that and was like, you know, you'll ruin your own health doing that.
Yeah, I did it for like 3 days. After 3 days, I said, oh, no. I said, something has to give. I can't do this. So I, you know, I just came out of that, you know, asked the Lord to take me out of that part. But I'm able to do it now, you know, without taking any of it on. I'm able to do it now. Yes.
Sometimes we just don't realize we're doing it, you know. I didn't.
Right.
You know, you can kind of slip into that without even realizing that you're doing it. Excuse me.
What happened to me is I became mentally tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I was so exhausted that I would just sleep. Like by the time all the phone calls stopped, I couldn't do anything else but sleep. And then I started noticing that it is really weighing me down, you know, mentally as well as physically. So then, you know, I sort of tape it off and I get my rest so I can prepare for a telephone call or, you know, be at church or wherever it happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's wisdom that, you know, that you realize what you're doing, because I know, you know, I remember when I was going through that I didn't really realize I was doing that until the Lord, you know, until the Lord said, and it was like, oh, goodness,
right.
You know, you can, like I said, you can sure mess up your own health doing that. But
yeah,
well, girl,
yeah.
I'm glad I got to talk with you for a few minutes tonight and I got to
okay.
pray with you. I think
okay.
I've got
well,
I've
you.
Got just a 2 or 3 minutes left. I'm going to try
okay,
to get
okay.
one caller in right quick.
Okay. Okay.
So
you, thank you and have a good night.
You too, hon.
Bye.
All right. 404-453. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? 404-453. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. I'm hearing a static, but I'm not hearing a voice. Four, 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 five, three. Okay, it's not coming through. I'm sorry. I'm not hearing any. I can hear some static, so I know that you're there, but I'm just not hearing anything. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I'll have to come back to you. Well, actually, not tonight, I don't guess, because it's already 8:44. I tell you what, guys, I'm going to have to sign it off tonight. I so wish I could have got to all of y'all, because there's still quite a few of you left. But it's now 8:45, and I have, according for Randy's program, I have got to be logged off now in order for him to log on for his program. So, God bless you guys, everyone. I love you, and I'm so glad to be back tonight. And I will hope to get to talk to you next week. If you want in prayer, please call back in to Randy's program. He'll be on at 9 o'clock. God bless you. I love you. Good night.